The news in brief. Egyptian voters are casting their ballots in the first elections since the overthrow of former President Hosni Mubarak's regime. The legitimacy of the parliamentary polls is overshadowed by the ongoing political unrest. Demonstrators have held mass rallies demanding the immediate removal of the ruling junta from power. State parties to the Chemical Weapons Convention are holding a conference at The Hague to discuss destruction of chemical arsenals. The U.S. is accused of violating the binding convention by pushing to keep its chemical weaponry for at least another decade. That, despite its obligation to scrap the arms by April next year. Anti-corporate protesters camped outside City Hall in Los Angeles have held their ground despite the expiry of a deadline for them to leave. The protesters have been threatened to take their movement on tour. They say there aren't many streets to go if authorities begin fencing the City Hall lawn area. People in Pakistan's largest city, Karachi, have rallied, protesting a recent deadly US-led NATO airstrike on Pakistani soil. The protesters urged the US to stop its incursions into Pakistan. On Saturday, a NATO airstrike killed 24 Pakistani soldiers. Tensions have been running high between Islamabad and Washington. Iran's Guardian Council has endorsed a bill on downgrading relations with Britain. The measure was adopted by Parliament to lower ties to the level of charged affairs and expel Britain's ambassador within 2 weeks. The move was made in reaction to the UK's announcement that it was ceasing all financial contact with Iran. Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has criticized Britain for its colonialist policy toward other nations. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says Britain and other colonialist powers have a long history of humiliating world nations. He said Britain has always sought to dominate the natural resources and riches of other countries. Thousands of Syrian demonstrators have rallied to support the government. They also condemned the Arab League for endorsing a new set of sanctions against Syria over the unrest in the country. The sanctions include cutting off transactions with the central bank and a travel ban on senior officials. And in Iraq, a car bomb blast has killed at least 19 people and injured 20 more. The explosion took place in the town of Taji, north of the capital, Baghdad. Officials say a bomber blew up an explosive-laden vehicle at the main entrance of a prison in the town.